live from Houston, Texas. It's JJHI Radio. Tonight,
the national protein formula shortage. Your calls.
And we take your calls at 210-888-9198. And now, your host, Jeffrey James Head.
Ladies and gentlemen, you made a good decision this evening. Great decision, actually. It's 9 o'clock. 9:02 to be exact. And you clicked play. You're listening to JJHI Radio. I'm JJ Head. And this evening, we're going to be talking about a bit of a subject. Well, a subject that's might be kind of close to y'all's hearts, asses, and stomachs. The national protein formula shortage. It's a problem plaguing many households. We want to take your calls this evening at 210-888-9198. I'd like you all to weigh in on how much weight you lose when you use the protein powder and when you don't. Anyways, hope you've had a pleasant week up to this point. Got a lot of fun left here on the program, so you stay tuned.
This is George Lowe inviting you to become part of the discussion at jjheadinterests.com. Stay tuned for more informative and disturbing moments right here on JJHI Radio.
Special someone.
Oh, yeah.
Come to Tom's. Tom's has it all. Whether it's box drying goods or her favorite detergent, Tom's won't let you down. And guys, don't forget the sexiest selection of produce in Lansing. This week only, buy 2 cucumbers and select Dove chocolate items at half off. Getting off of work, you want a party? Bring the team down for $5 dances and shrimp all day at $6.50 a pound. Because at Tom's, everybody scores big.
Live.
Sometimes people ask me, Tony, what's the biggest party you got? And I say, you can't handle that pie. They says to me, no, really, Tony, what's the biggest pie that you got? And again, it says, you can't handle that pie. You ain't big enough for that pie. It says, no, really, how big is the pie? And I say, all right, 48 inches in diameter. You think you can handle that pie? Sometimes they says, yeah, I can handle that pie. It says, you can't handle that pie.
I won't sell a pie to a guy that can't handle that pie.
You want to buy the Big Papa, as I call it, you got to be at least 6'3",
you gotta be
220
built,
lean.
Like a D1 linebacker
before I sell you that pie, all right,
it's
guys?
Just dangerous.
Like a 12-year-old Girl Scout.
That's a liability.
You think you can handle the Big Papa? Come on down to Tony's Pizza on West 23rd Street, but I'll tell you, I ain't selling you a pie unless your name is Mike Tyson, all right?
DLM waifu, cheese and bread. All our waifu are good. Nice.
The only waifu shop in the northwestern New Mexico Four Corner area.
You want good waifu? We got ya. Wamek? DLM got all you need. Paper, pillow, we can print on the spat.
Is the Boomba Glad waifu boy. I got the stickiest of the sticker waifu.
Kuru waifu. Come on, come down.
Boy, 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 boy.
Like a pet but just can't afford it? Now there's another option. Call Gerald's Pet Financing. We'll finance anyone. Good credit, no credit, bad credit. We'll finance your pet. Dogs, cats, birds, snakes, rodents, hamsters, fish. You name it, we'll finance it. Call today. 210-888-9198. That's 210-888-9198. Tell them Gerald sent you.
Oh, say, can you see?
Attention baseball fans, come cheer on your SLCC Jetpacks as they take on the CSN Cabinets Friday and Saturday afternoon, August 12th and 13th at the corner of 90th South and Bangor Highway. Tickets available at the gate. Gate time is 1 p.m. Friday, August 12th and 12 p.m. Saturday, August 13th.
Welcome back. Tonight, a more solemn discussion about the state of supply chain. Years after a horrific health crisis. There is a critical shortage of a key staple common to most households. What is it, you ask? Well, with record inflation in full effect, the cost of goods has skyrocketed. Too much money chasing too few goods devalues the paychecks of those of us going to work. You know it. This staple, a component of every productive male in the United States, is protein formula. That's right. That light, fluffy, magical powder, which is the foundation of proper nutrition. It's all disappearing from shelves, people. Early estimates suggest that whey and plant protein stockpiles are depleting at a rate that may see the holiday season completely absent of the substance. Just imagine that, waking up in the morning. Daddy, what's in my stocking? Not protein powder. It's a nightmare. Cranky men and their boyfriends or wives are starving for nourishment and attention before and after the gym, resorting to catalytic converter theft to finance their cravings using back alley, not GNC approved protein powder. Some of it cut with sawdust and potato flour. It's horrific, folks. No man with he, him pronouns should have to go without. We're starving for attention. We're starving for affection. And we are starving for our protein formula. I ask this Biden administration, where's the way? When can we bring the lives of hardworking Sigma male grind set adopters back to a heavy place? Back to a healthy place, too. What's it going to take? Show of hands. Raise your hand if you have the answer. That's what I thought, JJHI radio listeners. Tonight we'll hear from men and women ravaged by this national crisis. I urge you to stay tuned and call us to tell us how this protein formula shortage has impacted your grind set or that of the ones you love. 210-888-9198 is the number to call. Be opening up the lines here shortly. In the meantime, stay tuned.
Hello?
Hey, dude, what kind of phone do you got? You'll never get any chicks with that.
You need Booth Mobile, the fastest 12G network in the universe. That's more G's than an F-18 fighter jet can pull, bro.
What?
Texting decent pics at the speed of sound. Embarrass yourself at the speed of light. Booth Mobile, bro. You'll never reproduce. You'll never, never reproduce.
You're never gonna reproduce.
And we're back on JJHI Radio, opening the lines for you. 210-888-9198 is the number to call. We're talking about the protein powder formula shortage. Take our first call. Caller, you're on the air.
Hey, JJ. Hey, Jared from Subway.
Who is this?
How's it going?
Sorry, who is this?
Jared from Subway, or I guess prison. Used to be Subway.
Oh, Jared. Yeah, the guy who likes little kids. Great. Hey, welcome to the program.
Still do.
How are you able to call this program from prison?
Oh, we have cell phones. The guards bring them in.
How do they smuggle them in?
People think.
How do they smuggle them in?
I hear you. Just, you know, don't worry about that part.
Great.
But I wanted to. We're talking about the whey protein shortage, right?
Yeah, it could be whey, could be any kind of protein. There's a national protein, I think, formula shortage is what we've discovered. Is this something you've experienced inside the prison walls?
I found a way to capitalize on the lower supply and increased demand here in jail. I've just been having Aryan Brotherhood fellas, you know, the new recruits, and the guys from the Nazi lowriders that are locked up in here with me. It's been pretty hard in here for me. Everybody hates me, but now that I'm doing this new thing, it's really been helping. You know, they don't want to kill me anymore. Well, they do. I have them smuggle in whey protein.
How are you able to find it in this national protein formula shortage?
I mean, you can get anything in prison. I don't know how they're getting it. I just know how they get it in, and then I sell it.
Fantastic. So you're not feeling very much in terms of the national protein. Great. 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. If you are experiencing cravings, hunger, issues associated with the national protein formula shortage, we want you to call the program. 210-888-9198. I can tell you right now, the last time I had protein powder, I was stopped up for a week, and I couldn't have any more protein powder. Imagine that. Most people who take the protein are lifting heavy amounts of weight. They might be sitting in a sauna. They might increase the fiber. As a result, they might have to sit on the toilet a little bit longer. I'm wondering how much undigested protein we could extract from those who are evacuating the various wastes inside of their body. 210-888-9198. The number to call. Thank you for listening live. It is Wednesday night, 9:17 p.m. We do start this program at 9 p.m. and we open the phone lines. 210-888-9198. Welcome to the program. You're on JJHI Radio.
Am I live?
Yes. Welcome to the program.
Yeah, I got a question for you and your pussy ass listeners, man.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm a bodybuilder. Yeah. Anyway, I got weighed for days, but which one of you pussies wants to see me get my dick in a bucket of whey and watch my OnlyFans girlfriend Frida Buff baby suck me off?
That's a great question.
She's got a sculpted jaw, bro. Yeah. I'm ripped, son. I got whey, son.
Yeah. Sounds great.
Do you even lift, bro?
210-888-9198. You're on the program, JJHI Radio. Welcome.
Hi, JJ.
Hello.
I wanted to share a little known fact about the digestion process and the way that protein is absorbed into the body.
Great. Yeah. That's relevant.
In light of the shortage. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, not many people know that you're a significant amount of of protein actually passes directly through the body. It's not used, and so you know it might sound unpleasant to many of your listeners, but we can actually extract the protein from our waste and reuse it.
Fascinating.
Absolutely.
So how would that impact the national shortage in this regard?
Well, it doesn't directly relate to the protein powder shortage, but it is a way that we can take the protein that we get from our diet and get the most out of it.
So the men that are missing out on this type of nourishment, would you suggest that they perhaps, you know, hide in porta potties in order to get their fill if they can't find these things on the shelves?
Oh, you could certainly harvest it from other people's feces. That is a possibility. All I'm suggesting is simply going to the bathroom into a bucket and just having sort of an intermediary step before you place the rest of the waste into a toilet. The protein can be extracted using an average filter, just a fine grain filter.
How many microns? Yeah, what kind of micron filter would you have to get that through in order to basically get rid of the waste and keep the protein?
About 5 microns.
Five microns. Fantastic.
Yes. Would you ever consider doing this yourself?
No, absolutely not. Thank you for joining the program. This is JJHI Radio, 210-888-9198, the number to call. We're discussing the national protein formula shortage. You can call us and discuss how that might have impacted you or any thoughts, really, you might have on this topic. 210-888-9198. Looks like we've got another caller here on the program. Welcome to the program. It's JJHI Radio.
JJ, it's your stepsister. Are you going to come over here and smash this poon tonight or what?
I'm not sure what that means.
Don't be silly. It's your stepsister. I'm waiting.
My parents are still happily married and always have been. Thank you very much. 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening on JJHI Radio. Had some great calls so far. Welcome to the program. How is the national protein formula shortage impacting you?
Hi, JJ. This is Pam from HR.
Pam, always a joy to have you on the program. Are you experiencing a protein formula shortage?
Yes, well, not exactly, but listening to the topic of this week's conversation actually reminded me that you did not report for the company mandatory substance testing, the annual testing that we do for the company last week. Did you get the memo for that?
I did not. I'm too busy fighting other fires, if you know what I mean.
Okay, well, that's fine. You know, it's no problem.
I'm glad it's no problem.
I hate to have... Sure, yeah. You know, I don't mind having to give a verbal, but we are going to have to get you to do that per company policy. Are you busy right now?
Yep, doing the show right now, Pam. Thanks.
Oh, okay. Well, it is really important that... Get this taken care of.
Why don't you go ahead and pee in a cup? That sounds great. 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. Welcome to the program, all of you. If you're just tuning in, thank you for doing so at jjheadinterest.com. Clicking live, listening to our wonderful show. The national protein formula shortage. It's a problem, folks. Not sure if our callers realize that or not, but we appreciate the participation anyways. JJHI Radio, welcome to the program.
Did you seriously hang up on me earlier, bro? I asked you, do you even lift?
I'm sorry.
Eat 50 fucking eggs a day, bro.
Who is this?
I got a fucking Bugatti. I got a tree trunk for a neck and a shaft wide like a Coke can, bro. Your listeners are all pussies.
You sound protein deprived. Are you suffering from the national shortage?
No. I stocked up years ago, bro. I lost a batch due to weevils. But I still got a lot of it.
But you know, the weevils. Yeah, the weevils, they're their own set of protein, if you think about it, right? I mean, have you ever had a weevil?
What do I look like, Bill Gates? I'm not going to eat bugs, you cuck. What's wrong with you? I'm a fucking all-star, bro. You remember Jenny from Forrest Gump? Yeah, I'm the one that gave her AIDS, bro.
Jesus.
I'm jacked. I'm hot. I got a Humvee.
All things we
tell you.
Yeah.
Your show sucks.
Thanks.
You're all pussies. You all need to hit the gym. And if you need some whey, give me a call, buddy. Yeah.
If he's got hypoglycemia. 210-888-9198, the number to call. Lots of good participation this evening on the program. Are you starving? Have you avoided eating solid foods? Have you been relying strictly on protein formula for your meal replacement to the point where you're replacing every meal? If so, we want to hear about it. 210-888-9198, the number to call this evening. You're listening live on jjheadinterest.com. You might be listening in your vehicle or some other place, perhaps a closet, to the Spotify recording. If so, thank you for that. 210-888-9198, the number to call. Just looking at a couple of headlines here, we note that the war in Ukraine has actually been contributing significantly to the loss overall of protein stocks or stockpiles. A lot of it's going out there, and by God, we appreciate that, of course, who are fighting the good fight out there. But, you know, save some whey for the rest of us, right, folks? JJHI Radio, welcome to the program.
JJ?
Yes.
My gains are melting. I don't know what to do about it.
I'm sorry, your what?
My gains.
Your gains.
My hard-earned gains are melting.
Are you taking a loss in the stock market, or what does this mean? I'm not following.
There's just no protein. I can't. There's none.
I'm so sorry.
I can't maintain my muscle mass.
Well, how long have you been deprived of protein formula? I mean, how many weeks are you going on?
How long has this shortage been going on? How long is it going to go on for?
I don't know.
Months.
Yeah. What's unfortunate,
I train and I'm tearing muscles. Because it can't rebuild.
I'm so sorry.
I need protein, JJ. What's going on?
I don't want to be cliche, but this president could be doing an awful lot more about replenishing the national stock. I mean, it's just sad. I understand. Our thoughts are with you.
Thank you.
210-888-9198, the number to call. Ooh. Welcome to the program, caller.
Hey, JJ, how's it going?
I'd say it's going pretty well. I mean, we're only 30 minutes into the program, and so far I've had callers calling me to berate me. I've had some discussion about eating feces. I've also had someone crying on the line that they're starving, they're losing their gains. All in all, a pretty successful night so far.
Okay, yeah, actually, that's what I called, man. My name is Joey JoJo Jones. My friends call me Uno.
Uno,
my bitches call me Wrecking Ball. Yeah, steroids caused me to lose a ball, but anyway, I don't do that anymore. But
one ball, no, Joe. Last caller was... right? old yeah, one ball, Joe.
I could take a joke, but just go easy on it. All right.
Well, one ball, Joe.
Okay, I wanted to help your other caller.
Yeah. Well, Joey, what you got for us?
Well, so I run a company called VerminNutrition.com. I got an eBay store, Amazon store, I got a Shopify store.
VerminNutrition.com.
Yeah, VerminNutrition.com. Yeah. So when the shortage came out, I started supplying customers with raccoon milk. Now, before you freak out, it sounds weird, but raccoon milk is very nutritious.
Really?
Hands down, the probably better product than whey in any way. Mm-hmm. So you got people on here listening that are complaining about the whey shortage, but mm-hmm. sort of tell them no.
Yeah, no way. You know? Whey. No way.
I like a good pun, man.
Right, Joey?
I like a good pun.
So raccoon milk, very interesting. So is this something that I could do a nice cappuccino with, two shots of espresso, a little squirt from the raccoon teat, and you're off to the races?
Yep. I mean, it goes great with anything. It's funny you mention the raccoon teat because milking gets a little hard. I mean, anybody can do this.
Well, you got a lot to choose from, right? I mean, hell, they got like a fucking 12-pack, right?
Oh yeah, they got. I don't even know how many teeth they have. They're all over the place.
Too many cameras.
One time I accidentally milked a raccoon penis, but I didn't sell it. No problem. You know, JoJo Jones doesn't sell raccoon sperm to his clients, but
sure.
The protein content is amazing. It is amazing. I encourage your listeners to check out my website or to start milking their own raccoons. Really help them out. You know, that poor guy losing his gains, and you could just hear the frustration in his tears.
It's unfortunate. I'd say put on your coonskin cap, take a sip of raccoon milk, and go about your day. Thanks for the call.
That's
210-888-9198, the number to call. Wonderful participation this evening. Raccoon milk. Delicious. Nutritious. Suspicious. Highly. Are you starving? Are your gains melting away? We want to hear about it. 210-888-9198. It's JJHI Radio. Live on jjheadinterest.com. We will be right back.
You're listening to JJHI on NPR National Poop Radio. That's NPR National Poop Radio.
JJHI Radio. JJHI Radio, back on the air, 210-888-9198. Caller, welcome to the program.
Hi, JJ. My name is Doak Brokum.
Doak
Brokum, not broke me.
Doak Brokum?
Doak Brokum, yes, sir.
Welcome to the program, Doak.
Thank you, sir. It's good to be here.
What brings you to JJHI Radio?
Well, I was just calling because I was listening to your show and I heard your last caller talking about raccoons.
Yes. Raccoon milk.
Raccoon milk, correct. And tell you a bit about myself. I'm ex-law enforcement. Several years ago, I retired and started a small business called Tactical Urban Raccoon Defense. Acronym TURD.
Wow. Very specific and niche.
That's right. We specialize in raccoon disposal and termination. Raccoons are a much larger problem in the urban and suburban landscape than a lot of people led on to believe.
Oh, absolutely.
They're the last customer.
Yeah, they're very well fed.
The last customer was obviously misleading, encouraging people to see raccoons in a positive light. Because raccoons are truly a menace.
A menace.
Little people know. That's right. Raccoons root around in your trash and even known to steal people's identities.
You don't say.
Absolutely. Look it up.
How does a raccoon steal one's identity?
Well, perhaps you're not quite as safe as you could be when throwing away documents with personal information on them,
mm-hmm.
old bills, tax documents, what have you. Raccoons root around in your trash, find those documents. Before you know it, your personal information's on the dark web.
Raccoons taking your PII and putting it on the dark web.
That's right. Now, JJ, let me ask you something. When was the last time you had raccoon removal services at your property?
None, ever. I don't think it's
that's
ever.
Right.
Wow, yeah, that's a fair
that's
point.
Right.
I didn't think
if you
about
can't remember,
that.
If you can't remember, it's been too long, sir.
Well, yes, and what I would imagine most people struggle with as it pertains to raccoon removal, you can't tell if it's the same one because they wear those masks. You know, it's very hard to identify.
Sure, they're very tricky. They're very good at concealing their identity. That's why we always recommend that you call a trained professional. Now, I have a team of agents that are highly trained in removing raccoons and other varmints from your property.
You
Myself,
know,
I have over 30 years in law enforcement. I have several ex-Marines.
Okay.
A couple Navy SEALs on my team.
Mm-hmm. So that said, you're removing the raccoons from people's property in an effort to
mm-hmm.
avoid
mm-hmm.
public, really avoid
mm-hmm.
private
mm-hmm.
information becoming public,
mm-hmm.
correct?
Mm-hmm.
I'm glad,
correct.
Glad you're
yes,
affirming
sir.
What I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Is it possible that the raccoon milk, just, you know, how successful it's been on the market, that perhaps the raccoons are breaking into homes, they're taking the protein formula, they're flushing it down the toilet so that people will buy more raccoon milk? Could it be?
It's quite possible. Could be part of one big conspiracy, to be honest with you.
You wouldn't
There's
put
no
it past
what these little guys can do.
Yeah, you wouldn't put it past him.
No.
Interestingly enough,
put it past him one bit.
If you've seen the recent pictures of President Biden in the Hamptons and then
mm-hmm.
Martha's Vineyard, when he puts the glasses on, he looks strikingly like a raccoon. I wonder if he is a part of this overall cabal.
Well, let me ask you this. Have you heard of the deep earth raccoon theory?
No.
Oh, you should look it up. It's all over the internet. I can tell you that a large portion of our global leaders are actually raccoon in disguise, shapeshifters.
Well, I'm looking this up right now. Bilderberg is actually German for raccoon nest. Fascinating stuff. Thanks for joining us. 210-888-9198, the number to call. Again, great audience participation this evening. I can't really even say the word. I'm so taken aback. The protein formula shortage. Creating very angry men, frightened women, confused children, and wealthy raccoons. Who knew raccoon milk was so nutritious, really? I think it's because the raccoons wash their hands before they eat. And boy, do they eat. Have you ever seen a trash can torn apart by a raccoon? No wonder those milk sacks are so full. 210-888-9198. Get those calls in, folks. Protein formula. Can it be taken anally? Welcome to the program. It's JJHI Radio Caller. You're live.
Hey, JJ. Hey.
Hey, you just had a really cool caller, man. Hey, that Navy SEAL ex-cop guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, this is the right show? Anyway, well, hey, so for real. Yeah, he's talking about raccoon defense and raccoon removal, mm-hmm. but fuck all that, because check this out. I had my identity stolen by a raccoon 3 times last year. Three times.
3 times. Did they...
Credit card debt, Social Security card.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, it's pretty logical, because every time you see like a little cartoon of a little, a little burglar or whatever, they look like a little raccoon with a little eye mask on that covers their eyes. Right? I mean, it's just natural. That's what they do, you know? They're just little raccoons.
Well,
with their cute little hands, just, thieving and grabbing up credit cards, Social Security cards, and, rooting around the trash, like you said, it's a real problem. But, we should have seen it coming.
Right.
Really, though, we should have seen it coming.
I wonder how many raccoons have successfully taken out a home equity line of credit after rooting around in trash cans. What are your thoughts?
I'd have to check the data on that, JJ. I'd have to go look and do my research. But I will tell you, if you go talk to them folks over there at Bilderberg, if you're right, it means raccoon nest. They'll know. They'll know. But they're like, just like that.
Fantastic. 210-888-9198. Talking about raccoons. For some reason, we went from the national protein formula shortage to raccoon milk and now identity theft committed by raccoons. Fascinating turn this program has taken. And we will still take your calls at 210-888-9198. Do possums produce milk? I wonder which is the game here. Raccoon milk or possum milk? 210-888-9198 is the number to call. Thank you for joining us. Welcome to the program. You're on the air. You are on the air.
Hi.
Hello.
I just wanted to call in and hear a lot of talk about Bilderberger and shapeshifters and protein and stuff like that.
Are you currently experiencing the shortage?
Not at all, JJ. I've been making shapeshifter sandwiches.
Okay. What is in a shapeshifter sandwich, if you wouldn't mind?
Get yourself one of them Bilderberger politicians and you grill them up.
Uh-huh.
You cut them up. You serve them up on one of them Vietnamese sandwiches.
Ah, a banh mi. A banh mi, correct?
That's right. A banh mi. And they're nutritious, full of protein. Prevent a lot of dumb laws from getting passed as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's just real good sandwich.
How often do people of your demographic huff Freon?
I don't even know what you're talking about. You mean the stuff from air conditioners and
oh, you
stuff
know
like
exactly
that?
What I'm talking about. Don't even play around.
I know what you're talking about.
So how many?
I'm huffing it right now.
How many trash bags have you huffed this evening?
I'm on my fifth trash bag. I don't even know. To be honest, I don't even know.
Now, is this the standard?
I'm just eating this banh mi sandwich, and I thought I'd call in about eating politicians.
Fantastic. Now, is this a contractor-sized drum bag, or was this more of your typical kitchen trash bag?
Just a good old-fashioned kitchen trash bag.
Well, huff on, my friend. JJHI Radio, 210-888-9198. We started with the protein formula shortage. We move past that to extracting undigested protein from feces. We move to raccoon-driven identity theft. Raccoon protein milk. And now huffing good old Freon. 210-888-9198. The number to call this evening. We appreciate all the participation. Coming up on 10 o'clock, take another call. You called 210-888-9198, and guess what? You're on the air. Welcome.
Hello, JJ. This is Bo from Beaumont.
Bo from Beaumont.
That's right.
Welcome.
I just got a question. Got a legal question for you. How many bags of Freon do you huff before you over the legal limit?
I think it's zero tolerance in most counties, isn't it?
Jerry, can you look into that? Freon legal limit?
No. I'll get behind the ball. Behind the ball. And I got to die home now. My old lady.
Mm-hmm.
You need me. But I don't want to break the law.
Yep, Jerry.
I don't want to break the law.
Jerry's saying right now, he's saying typically a contractor drum, if you have more than two, you're not supposed to be driving. Thanks for the call. 210-888-9198. You called, and now you're live on the program.
Oh, hey, JJ.
Hello.
Hey, you had a guy call in last week. And he said he doesn't wash his waste loop pillows. That's just gross.
Why do you say that?
He doesn't wash his waste loop pillow. You recommend he get a sock?
Listen.
Waste loop pillow.
Listen. You don't go into your grandmother's house and take her decorative pillows and just throw them in the washing machine, would you? Those pillows mean something special to those who lay on their bed with them and occasionally masturbate. I mean, there's absolutely no reason to clean those pillows, in all honesty, right?
Well, I don't know. I've been huffing Freon all day. I don't even know what a waste pillow is at this point.
Fantastic. JJHI Radio, 210-888-9198, the number to call. It would appear many of our listeners are huffing contractor drum bags full of Freon. I wonder if they've had a raccoon milk latte. Are you a foam or no foam kind of person? I'd like to know. 210-888-9198. We got 10 minutes left, folks. Keep the calls coming. You are live on the program. Welcome to the program, JJHI Radio Caller.
Jeff, hi. It's Rob from the neighborhood. How are you doing, bud?
Rob, which neighborhood are you talking about that you're from?
The one that you live in.
Which one is that?
Well, come on, don't. You're a smart guy, JJ. You know which neighborhood you live in. Say, listen, I just wanted to call because, do you own that beautiful white boxer, the dog? Is it a boxer or a pit? I'm not quite sure.
How dare you? How dare you? It is a boxer. It's not a pit bull. I'm not a monster, okay?
Great. Love boxers. Beautiful dogs. Great dogs. Hey, I just wanted to call because, I think I caught you letting your dog use the bathroom on my lawn last week.
Highly likely.
Bell to you?
Yeah, highly likely.
Yes, I thought so. But listen, I was just wondering, do you think you could come down and just clean that up for me? That'd be really great.
How would you define clean that up?
Well, would you like me to go into details or, there's several methods you could use, but essentially I would just love you to remove it from my property.
Mm-hmm.
So could you do that for me, bud?
What a program this evening. So much participation, I just can't believe it. And we're still taking calls. 888-9198. Protein powder formula shortage. Undigested protein extracted from feces. Raccoon milk. Raccoon identity theft. Freon in a bag. Dog excrement. You wanted it, you got it, America. Welcome to the program. It's JJHI Radio, and you are on.
Hey, JJ. I'm actually the dad of the last guy.
Interesting. You're on the air on JJHI Radio. Welcome to the program.
Hey, JJ. It's Joey Jojo Jones again, called you from... HermanNutrition.com. Hey, I sent over to I sent you a glass of raccoon milk for you to try live on air. I wanted you to give it your own taste review.
Oh, hey,
your sister should be bringing it in right about now.
Gary, thank you. I can't believe you did that. That's very kind. Let's stir it up a little bit. Okay. Interesting. It comes in a can. Yep. Okay. All right.
Yep. Yeah.
Here we go.
Don't mind. Mm-hmm. You can't get all the clumps out. There's some clumps that are just going to be in there.
You know, it smells wonderful, though. It really does. It's quite pleasant. It's not what you think,
it's
folks.
Really good.
I mean, so let's give it a try. Wow.
You'll love it.
Wow, that is some coon milk right there, ladies and gentlemen. I gotta tell you. My goodness, this is quite pleasant. So it
has some nutty overtone.
It has a little bit of nutty. It's got it's definitely got some blackberry kind of hints to it, and there's this slight sweet trash can kind of finish to it that I've not really had with any kind of.
I was hoping you noticed that.
Yeah.
You got quite a palate there.
Impressive.
Quite a palate there, sir. I am impressed.
Yeah. And so I'm wondering if you could, and this is something I might just experiment with myself, with a slow churner, an ice cream, raccoon cream. It could be a bluebell flavor. I mean, it's not exactly vegan, but it's not exactly cruelty full, right? This is cruelty free.
Absolutely. They love getting milked.
I can't. Once again, where can my listeners find this delicious raccoon milk? Take another sip here.
Okay. Yeah. You can find my raccoon milk smoothie shop down in the Chase building in downtown Houston. We also have a location inside the tunnels. CEOs, janitors, middle management, these people love it. They get a little bit on their suit, no worries. Everybody, you know, people come back for lunch and they got a little yellow spot with a clump on it. on their tie, that everybody knows, oh, you went and got some raccoon milk smoothie. So that's one place you go in person. Otherwise, you just go to my website over there at verbanutrition.com.
Look at this on the the website. You have the picture. You're handing out masks with the raccoon milk. How cool! I like that.
Oh yeah, we you know.
It's time to mask up and drink that coon milk.
That's right.
Well, that's fantastic. We appreciate you sharing that on the program. Delicious. I'm all in. This is great.
No problem. Hey, pass it around. Share with everybody else over there at your huge studio.
Chug that coon milk.
Massive studio.
Chug that coon milk. It's JJHI Radio. Well, folks, it's about that time. Almost 10 o'clock. It's time for Betty Bye, everybody. Next week, we may be discussing a number of topics. One that is near and dear to my heart, the Tent Fart Revival. I believe Dick Stiffens will be joining us to talk about this year's Tent Fart Revival tour. Look forward to that. HOA Jerry may join us also to discuss new regulations coming up for 2023. We're delighted to have them both. We're delighted to have you all on the program as you continue to call us. 210-888-9198. Put it in your phone, folks. Because once it's 9:15, you know what to do. Well, we look forward to seeing you next week, same time, 9 o'clock Central, right here at jjheadinterest.com. We're on Spotify, if you'd like to listen in the laziest possible way. Also, you can scroll down at jjheadinterest.com to the link that says, I want my damn podcast. You click on that link, and you can listen to whatever you want without a subscription. Ad-free. Thank you for joining us this evening. I'm JJ Head. This has been JJHI Radio. Good luck.